In summary, the Health and Safety at Work Act 1974 and the Management of Health and Safety at Work Regulations 1999 require employers to ensure the health and safety of employees and anyone in the workplace as far as reasonably practical. Employers must have a separate treatment protocol for each optical radiation device, which is approved by an expert registered healthcare professional. There should be an equipment management policy in every workplace, which uses optical radiation to ensure quality control. This includes pre-use checks, instructions, quality control checks, fault logs, and maintenance. The Provision and Use of Work Equipment Regulations 1998, PUA, aims to prevent and control risks to people's health and safety from equipment they use at work. Personal Protective Equipment, PPE, at Work Regulations 1992, states that employers must make sure PPE is supplied and used at work wherever there are risks to health and safety, which cannot be controlled in other ways. Protective eyewear, specialist gloves, and laser face masks are all examples of PPE which may be required for laser users. The Control of Artificial Optical Radiation at Work Regulations 2010 is specific to optical radiation devices and ensures that a risk assessment is performed by an appropriately qualified person. Local rules are particular to the place of operation and must include safety rules specific to each device in each location and the authorized users of that device. All lasers must be labeled appropriately with their laser classification, precautions, maximum output and wavelength and warnings of invisible radiation, if appropriate. Class 3B and 4 lasers must be operated in a laser-controlled area, which establishes a zone around hazardous equipment where there is control or restriction for safety. Warning signs must be placed at each entrance to a controlled area and detail the type of optical radiation equipment in use so that protective eyewear can be worn. Laser protection supervisors and laser safety officers are internal laser safety management roles, which include the clinical laser experts and operational LPS. Laser protection advisors are certified laser protection specialists who are usually outsourced to support the LPS and LSO. All organizations must have a list of registered users for all Class 3B and 4 optical radiation devices. This includes what devices these authorized users can use and what procedures they can undertake. They may need help from assisting staff who are also trained to use the laser. This is the final section of Core of Knowledge. You will need to pass the test with at least 75% to complete the course. Any copying in whole or in part of the text of this training program is strictly prohibited. The moral rights of the author, under the Copyright Designs and Patents Act 1988, are asserted.